One piece learn together deck set versus two starter decks, the better first table for friends, parents, and kids. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. LD1 is the better first table. Two current starter decks are the better second table. Learn together gives three deliberately different decks and a guided route. Separate starters give stronger ownership and cleaner upgrade research only after each learner knows what they enjoy. LD1 is the better first table. Two current starter decks are the better second table. Learn together answers the awkward household question that most TCG shelves ignore. What can two beginners open, understand, and actually play against each other without buying random packs or asking a veteran to build both decks? The set includes three teaching decks with different leaders and rhythms. That variety is educational, but it does not make all three equally close to current locals play. Separate starter decks create clearer ownership and upgrade paths, but only after the players can choose a color and leader for reasons stronger than I know that character. Imani is assigning seats before products. Which table should you buy first? LD1 wins when the problem is we do not know how to play. It gives the household three decks, a shared vocabulary and matchup variety. Two starter decks win when the problem is we know the rules and want our own projects. Do not compare sealed deck power before comparing the learners. A parent and child benefit from the guided reset and three roles. Two experienced TCG players may prefer two current starters and the official teaching app. A single learner without a local opponent should test leaders digitally or borrow decks before buying a pair for an imaginary table. What are the three learn together decks trying to teach? Zoro makes pressure visible, develop characters, use Dawn to turn attacks into difficult counter decisions, and learn when resting an opposing card creates tempo. Luffy teaches a more direct red rhythm and the value of converting each Dawn turn into pressure. Nami introduces a mixed color resource and life management puzzle, but the teaching list is not a miniature version of every current Nami competitive list. Rotate decks after each complete game. Ask the learner which decision felt satisfying, attacking early, controlling what could act, or turning life and hand resources into a longer plan. The answer is more useful than the winner because it points toward the next leader. Which rules do experienced players compress too quickly? Each player uses one leader, a 50-card main deck, and 10 Dawn cards. Your life stack is both health and future cards. Each turn, Dawn refreshes and grows predictably, so the resource question is not whether you drew mana, it is whether you spend Dawn to play characters, hold an event, or attach it to raise power. When attacked, the defender can use counter from hand or effects to survive. That makes hand size a visible defensive resource. New players often overtach Dawn for one dramatic attack and discover they have no useful second action. Teach the turn as a budget, refresh, draw, gain Dawn, decide the attack sequence, then preserve enough flexibility to answer the board. How do you teach one piece across 10 games, games 1 to 2, play open-handed, narrate Dawn, decisions, and allow take-backs before damage? Games 3 to 5, close hands, swap decks, and record every forgotten trigger. Game 6 to 8, keep one deck per player and introduce mulligan discipline, counter math, and the reason to attack leader or characters. Games 9 to 10, use a timer only to learn pace, not to rush the child or newcomer. After 10 games, each player should be able to reset leader, life, main deck, Dawn, deck, and starting hand without help. They should announce attacks, add power correctly, and explain when a counter leaves the hand. That is enough competence to visit a casual or beginner event and ask for a patient round. When do two separate starter decks become the better buy? Move to separate starters after each player can name a preferred color or play pattern. A current starter gives one leader a coherent foundation and makes upgrade research specific. Choose two decks whose owners want to replay them, not two boxes with similar release dates. Starter matchups are not guaranteed to be perfectly balanced. If one deck repeatedly dominates, swap pilots before buying fixes, then test the intended upgraded list in a simulator or with proxies permitted by the home group. Buy exact singles or a second starter copy only when the deck list names the cards and quantities. Which sleeves, leader protection, case, and mat actually help? Use standard size opaque sleeves for the 50-card main deck and a clearly different color or design for the 10-card Dawn deck. Keep the leader identifiable and protected. Current tournament rules limit sleeve layers, so event players must check the official policy rather than assuming a decorative outer sleeve is legal. One 70-count official sleeve pack covers a main deck and leaves replacements. A compact themed case keeps the leader, deck, and Dawn together. Hard counters and dice should ride in a separate pouch. A colorful marked zone mat is a better beginner tool than the blank black mat Puzzlewick used to recommend by Reflex. The zones should teach, the artwork should make the learner want to return. Can LD1 go to locals? The decks can teach legal game anatomy, but legal and prepared for the current field are not the same judgment. Community reports consistently place Zoro closest to a usable first upgrade, while Luffy can progress with current red support and Nami often needs a much larger rebuild to resemble a current competitive list. For a first store night, choose a beginner event, pirates party, or casual meetup when available. Bring one list you know, matching spare sleeves, dice, or counters, and the sentence, "This is my first paper event, may I confirm the current format and any required deck list?" Check the current Bandai rules and restriction notice the week of the event. The best upgrade signal appears after everyone has piloted more than one deck. If the same player keeps reaching for the same leader and understands when to spend Dawn, that person is ready for a focused starter. If turns still stop at every phase, keep the three-deck lesson intact. The goal is not to empty LD1 into three half-finished upgrade piles, it is to discover which play pattern deserves an own deck. Before a first store event, confirm the current official card list, banned or restricted cards, sleeve rules, and event format. Pack the leader separately enough to identify it quickly, carry the required Dawn deck, and practice presenting the deck for a shuffle. Those quiet procedures are the bridge between a pleasant kitchen table game and a local where the new player can concentrate on decisions instead of paperwork. Final verdict: buy Learn Together LD1 when two or three people are new, especially for a parent-child table or friend group. It solves the teaching and matchup problem in one box. Buy two separate starter decks when both players already understand the rules, each has a preferred leader or color, and the goal is to own and upgrade distinct decks. In LD1, Zoro is generally the closest to a straightforward first upgrade. Luffy can progress with current red support. Nami's teaching list should not be mistaken for the current competitive archetype. Frequently asked questions: is the One Piece Learn Together deck set worth it? Yes for two or three new players. It creates a complete teaching table with three different decks and is more useful than random packs for learning. Should I buy LD1 or two starter decks? Buy LD1 when the group needs rules and matchup variety. Buy two starters when both players already know the rules and want distinct leaders to upgrade. Which Learn Together deck is easiest to upgrade? Community advice most often points to Zoro as the closest straightforward base. Exact upgrades change with current releases and restrictions. Is the LD1 Nami deck tournament ready? Number it teaches a mixed color resource plan, but a current competitive Nami list can be substantially different and may require a broad rebuild. How many cards are in a one-piece deck? One leader, a 50-card main deck, and a separate 10-card Dawn deck. Do Dawn cards need different sleeves? They should be clearly distinguishable from the main deck. Use a different legal color or design and check current event policy. What should I buy after Learn Together? Choose one current starter or exact singles only after a learner identifies a leader, color, and play style they want to repeat. What is the stop buying rule? Complete 10 games and one independent reset per player before buying booster boxes, duplicate starters, premium storage, or a competitive rebuild.